Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Welcome to the Stephanie and Greg Show. I am Greg Blum, along with my lovely wife, Stephanie Blum. And joining us today is our good friend, Antibert.
Yay. Hello, Stephanie and Greg.
Pardon? What is that about?
That's my Spanish name.
That's your Demi name.
Stefania.
Right, thank you. It was a callback. Oh.
Well, Demetria is her real name. And
she's
Greek? I believe it. Get closer to the microphone.
I'm like licking it. How can I get closer to it?
I like it watching you lick big black things.
Ooh.
She's not laughing. It's gotten very quiet in here.
Very awkward. I want to know what the gay waiter did to you the other night. I keep forgetting.
I don't know if he was gay.
Why did you say he was gay then?
Because he kept touching me and winking at me.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He winked at you?
Yes. It's so funny. I'm 50 years old and no woman has ever made a pass at me in my life. But gay men make passes at
they
me all the time. What does that mean?
You're gay?
Well,
they think you're gay.
They have some.
You have a gaydar.
Maybe it's my skid marks in my underpants. I don't know what they're smelling.
I think you're effeminate.
What?
The way you hold your hands.
What?
The way you sign the check is gay.
This was way before I signed the check. We went to, Stephanie dragged me to this lousy, the worst Chinese restaurant in the world called P.F. Chang's. It should be called P.U. Chang's. I don't know why anybody goes to that place. First of all, it's more expensive than all the other Chinese restaurants. The food is lousy.
Let's just get to him touching
you. It's like owned by McDonald's. I'm trying to change the subject.
So tell me what happened. He winked at you and he touched you.
The first thing he did was he winked at me. The second thing he did was he touched me.
Let's set the stage. So you were sitting naked at the table.
No, I was fully clothed, as were you.
It was very dim.
It was dim. It is quite romantic.
It is romantic.
For a gay person like myself.
And you were on the corner.
I was in the corner sitting by myself with my kids. And this guy, he winked. The first thing he did was when I asked him for a drink, I asked him for a Mai Tai.
That's gay. No wonder. He thought you were a little homosexual.
So he said, okay, no problem. And he winked at me.
And then he probably did things in your drink.
No.
So he winked at you after your Mai Tai. What real man orders a Mai Tai? That's a girl's drink.
A Mai Tai is appropriate at a Chinese restaurant.
It is a girly drink. Antibert, have you ever ordered a Mai Tai?
No, but I have had a White Russian.
Yeah, but that's lucky. That's not homosexual, a White Russian. Do you know
it's pretty girly? Anything with milk and Kahlua is girly.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't that what they drink on Sex in the City?
No. Do they? No, they drink not martinis.
Dirty martinis. No.
They drink something else.
I forgot. Call in 661-349-TALK if you know what 661-349-8255. That's 661-349-8255.
So he winked at you how many times?
If anybody calls in and tells us what the drink of preference is on Sex in the City, we will give you a free
a Mai Tai.
Stephanie and Greg Show French fry holder for your car.
Your
car.
That's right.
Yeah, but you don't know what it is, so how are you going to know if they win?
I'll know when I hear
it. I know,
it.
Yeah, me too. I kind of just can't remember what it is.
Now, when he touched you, where did he touch you? Was it a bad touch?
It wasn't bad. I liked it. It was on my shoulder. He touched me
did
on my shoulder.
Did he massage you?
And then he did something else. I can't remember. He touched me maybe the second time on my shoulder, on my other shoulder. He definitely did. He winked and he touched me twice.
Did he slip his hand down your pants?
Would you have liked to have seen that?
He kind of had that weird speech where he spoke on the side.
Stephanie pays
mouth.
Attention to people's maladies.
I can't help it. It's distracting.
She looks at people and she finds one thing wrong with them and then she focuses on it.
I can't help it. I don't want to.
And then she cannot, for any more length of time, listen to that person speaking. This is same thing on TV or on
like that
in
woman.
Person.
What's her name? Gretchen.
Oh, Gretchen. Greta Van Susteren.
I can't concentrate because she's like a ventriloquist.
She looks
her
like
mouth
she's a
is on the side.
She's a burn victim.
She speaks with her mouth. Drew Barrymore also does that. She speaks out of the side of her mouth.
Yeah, but Drew Barrymore at least is pleasant to look at. Uh-huh. Van Susteren is a very, very frightening looking
And also
lady.
The waiter talked. Did you notice he spoke
no,
on the side of his
I
mouth?
Wasn't looking at him.
Because you were too busy having him feel you
no,
up.
No, I had his cock in my mouth.
Ew, that is not appropriate for a family show.
Come on.
That's gay.
Yeah, that is gay.
Are you sure?
Well, you're saying he was a Chinese gay guy?
No, they don't have Chinese waiters at P.F. Chang's. They have regular actors. It's Los Angeles. It's the acting crowd. Anybody who could make $40 an hour being a waiter is an actor in Los Angeles. You understand?
And the pizzerias here are run by Mexicans.
Yeah, it's very, very frightening. Weird. It's bizarre.
It's nothing's authentic in California. It's all make-believe, smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors.
All right, I thought the gay story was more interesting.
No, listen.
I thought he stuck his tongue in your ear or something.
Would you like that? Like, why is that so important to you?
It would be a funnier story. So I wish you had made something
I up. Can only tell you what happened.
No, make stuff up right now. Go.
No, this is reality radio. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to...
All right, so now if there's an earthquake, God forbid, I'm running out which door?
Okay, listen.
We're in a room that could collapse.
My room,
immediately.
My office happens to be collapsing, unfortunately.
And at any moment.
If there is an earthquake, we have to be prepared to leave immediately so that we can get out before it collapses. I've never been through a big earthquake, so I don't know if that's possible.
I'm always scared there's going to be an earthquake in the middle of the night and I won't have my bra on. And that is a tragedy. Like, I don't know if I should save my children or get my bra. Because I really can't walk around without my bra. I'm always scared there's going to be an earthquake when I'm in the shower. And I'm going to be naked and frighten the neighbors.
Well,
I'm going to use maybe I should get like a jean pattern shower curtain. So at least if I have to rip it off and wrap it around myself, it'll appear like clothing.
What's the difference? Just wear a shower curtain.
I don't know, because ours is see-through.
Anyway, my room has been, I've been told by three different engineers that I really shouldn't even stay in here.
It's comforting while we're sitting here with equipment.
And then sometimes I have to sleep in here at night because Stephanie kicks me out of the bed. And I'm laying right in the middle of the room on the couch, looking straight up at this
at death,
at this beam that's about to fall on my head, and I can't sleep for 3 hours.
You could always run into the new bathroom. I'm sure that's built to code.
Well,
it's been 8 months since it began.
I would, but it's not finished yet.
Yeah, he said no problem. 2 weeks, 4 months ago.
Yeah. All right. Listen, it's almost done. It's getting there. Mm-hmm. So what are you gonna do? The bizarre thing is that he asked me for more money the other day. He asked me for more money, and he's not supposed to get the
while
next...
While he was sleeping, or...
No, he doesn't sleep. He just doesn't show up.
Oh.
Anyway,
do you realize that your bathroom costs more than my whole house?
No, it does not. And it's actually, I got a pretty good deal on this bathroom, including the
That's
plumbing.
That's because you have a depressed person doing it. That
What's
takes
the difference?
A year and a
it's
half.
Coming out fine. As long as the toilet flushes my poopy away, everything will be okay. Now, I'm waiting for him to come back.
Where'd he go, lunch?
I don't know. No, I closed the door and I put up a sign that said,
don't talk to
on
me.
The air. Oh. Do not enter.
He's very chatty.
Yeah, he talks a lot. He doesn't like being a contractor.
That's always good to have a contractor that doesn't enjoy his job. That's like
and you
a
said
doctor.
He's depressed?
He's a little depressed.
He is
I think
depressed.
He's I would diagnose him as depressed. Yes. Kind of sad.
Wow. Sad I look sack. At the drain. That's my life. Everything going down the drain.
All my money, my life. I have no children. I got nothing. He doesn't have an accent, though.
No, he's American. He's normal.
He goes to the opera. He discusses the opera while he's making a toilet. He's just
God.
He's stuck in a life that he doesn't want to be in.
Okay.
As we all are.
Listen, when you're married... I don't know if it's just married people, but I feel sad when I see people getting divorced or if I see they're having trouble in their relationship.
Because then they get to have more fun than you.
That's true. But that's jealousy. That's separate. I'm talking about sadness in, like, I feel sad for them and for their relationship.
That's sweet.
Come on. In Hollywood, they take their marriage vows. They write them down on an Etch-a-Sketch. Nothing is nothing is permanent. They don't take the vows seriously
there. Well, then why do they get married? I don't understand. Like, what's the benefit?
It's the equivalent of going steady here on the East Coast.
They should just get a double heart ring. Remember those?
No.
You didn't get girls double heart rings, like when you were going out?
I was gay at that age.
When did it stop?
No, I...
Are you dating that waiter?
No, I'm not. I'm not gay. I was never gay. And you know what? Just because I may have some...
Do you think you have some gay tendencies?
I have a strong... I'm in touch with my feminine side.
What do you think is gay about you?
I'm always touching my feminine side, actually. Because that's the part that feels good. What?
What do you think is some of your like gay tendencies?
I think I sound gay when I talk.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you have the wrist, like the kind of...
I don't think so, no.
No.
I don't
you like to decorate. And you like to clean.
I don't like to clean. I just like a clean house.
That sounds a little gay.
What do you mean?
Clean up this mess!
I get it from my mommy.
You like to...
She was in the Holocaust. She likes everything clean now. She has nothing's allowed anywhere.
Nothing's allowed to live.
Including wire hangers, right, Mommy?
No wire hangers! No
Mommy!
Wire hangers ever!
Okay, I'm sorry, Mommy. Don't beat me with the belt.
Okay, so...
Why are you asking me if I'm gay? You're my wife. Am I gay? Come on. What are you be? Why are you doing this to me?
Bite the big one, Junior.
One of your children was conceived the traditional way, right?
Yes. That was the only time.
Yeah, we had sex once. Does that mean I'm gay?
It was a good one, too.
Thanks.
You do like to decorate, too.
I like to decorate. There's nothing wrong with decorating. It's fun.
You don't like sports.
No, I never liked sports.
You liked to design clothes when you were younger.
I did. You know, when I was young, I designed...
You do like show tunes.
I don't like show tunes. No, I designed men's suits when I was when I was 12.
This is getting worse
and
worse.
I had my own clothing
line. In all reality, Greg...
I was artistic.
Aren't you kind of a victim? Not a victim, but... What I'm trying to say is you have all of the qualities of a gay person, except you don't actually have gay sex.
Right.
So therefore, you're not entitled to all the benefits that a gay person gets.
That's true. I'm a victim.
Like, you can't call this one of those GLBT shows.
No.
You can't be on, like, the Loud and Proud Radio Gay Network.
No, but Stephanie has some gay friends, and I like them. I mean,
yeah,
I don't.
I'm saying you can't get any of the benefits. Like, you can't do, let's say, a comedy show somewhere that's only gay and lesbian acts.
No, but I can almost move into Century City. But I'm almost old enough to move into that place.
You
Century
don't have
Village.
A support group behind you for your particular.
You know
type
what?
Of sexuality.
That's right. I bet there is somebody. I bet there are people like me, gay heterosexuals.
Don't you like sometimes like. You definitely think someone's gay, someone's husband is gay. You think
yes.
There's no way
we
that
know,
they could be straight.
We know a lot of people who it's like, oh my goodness, they're married and they're completely gay. And the wife is always like butch and the husband is always gay. And we're like, what kind of a relationship is that?
Like ours.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, you're kind of butch.
What?
But you have a high-pitched voice, which gives you more of a
long hair.
Feminine quality.
And I wear lipstick.
But you are a gym teacher on the side, aren't you?
Like
part-time?
Yes.
Drop and give me 20 girls. Ooh.
Would you rather be alone?
Stephanie, are you upset with me?
Not at all.
She's staring at me as if I was... All of a sudden, I revealed something that she didn't know. We've been together for 18 years. 17.
I know all about you. I love you.
How come you didn't give me a 50th birthday party if you love me so much?
You told me not to, remember? You said you wanted to do a show at the house. And you said, You were going to have a really big party, and then you said, no, I want to do a show.
Right, and I was going to invite our listeners, and then you were like, I don't want anybody coming over to our house. And that was the end of it.
I don't want our listeners coming over. I want our friends.
But
our,
hey, Greg, did you think that you were going to get a surprise party?
No.
He doesn't like that. Do you? You did think so?
I wouldn't be upset if you gave me a surprise party, but I knew you wouldn't do that.
You don't have the ability to put
something like that together.
Are you nutty? I put parties together all the time.
Did you get one, Antebert?
No, but I thought, I kept saying I thought there, my wife was going to arrange one, and she kept telling me no, and I was like, yeah, come on. And then, like, I kept opening doors really fast.
And nobody was there.
Nobody was there.
That's even sadder.
She kept, every time I did that and nobody was there, she would go, surprise.
Surprise, there's nobody here. Right. Surprise, you're not having a surprise party.
That's the surprise. There's no surprise.
If you make more friends, I'll have people to invite. Do you want your surprise party to consist of only my friends?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's weird.
I don't have any friends.
It's like, surprise, you're like, I don't know anyone here.
My relatives come late to everything, so they would have missed it anyway. I mean, they really come late. They come,
like, they've, 4 hours
they've
late.
Never showed up for less than 4 hours late to some event.
To dinner, and they have the food. So that's a problem.
That is a problem.
We're all starving.
We have to start making hot dogs and stuff while
Listen,
we're waiting.
I wanted to give you a party, and you said no. You said don't do it.
All right. So listen, slippery tricks for sex. You ready for this, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Cosmopolitan magazine. It's for women, right, Cosmo?
Mm-hmm.
Women who bust out the lube experience more satisfaction than those who don't. Get a soft-haired paintbrush and paint him with lube.
What? I don't get it.
How about this one?
You want me to do that to you? You want me to paint you with lube?
Yeah, why not? Dab some.
You feel like a turkey or something.
A car lube.
like I'm being basted.
Basted with.
I'll do it.
Dab some flavored lube onto your lips in front of him. Once they're nice and glossy, go down on him.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
I gotta get my cherry lube. I mean, my lip gloss.
All right.
What am I putting on
again? This is
all
fun and games unless your wife has OCD. And now it's like, oh, my God, you're staining the sheets.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking you'd be like, ew, that smells. What's that smell? That's always you say. What is that? What's that smell? Oh, I'm getting nauseous. I have a headache.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I have the vapors.
I just had a touch of the vapors last time. So what? No, I don't like anything
that
smells.
I don't like any of these. Next. What else you got?
I got about 13 more.
Oh, yeah,
so
I don't like these.
Throw a bottle in the fridge, a bottle of lube. Later, squeeze.
What's with the lube?
This is an article about using lube.
Okay.
Squeeze
a bottle of lube? Like KY jelly lube?
Yeah, different types of lube, you know.
Yeah. Oh, so it's cold?
Yeah. Then squeeze a few drops onto the small of your guy's back.
Uh-huh.
And massage.
You'll scream and run out of the room. You'll be like, that's too cold. You'll squeal like a girl.
Okay, how about this?
Like you do in the pool.
Tell him to slather you with lube.
I thought you were going to say, tell him to slap you in the face.
I'll skip that one.
All right. Wait, slather me with lube? Where? In my privates?
But then institute a no hands allowed rule, so he has to get creative.
Huh.
This is what women are getting paid to write.
How about send your wife out to the store to get some lube and then put on some porno?
And then say, hand me the lube, please.
What?
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good idea.
Next.
Put a drop on the tip of his condom before sliding it on to intensify his pleasure.
You don't need that.
You know, Cosmo is not for married people, obviously. It's for singles in their 20s.
These are people who have time to...
Who needs all this lube?
I know.
Demi Moore?
Well, it seems as though...
What else?
You want another one?
Yeah, I want one that I could actually want to do.
This is one I would like.
Okay.
To give him an amazing hand job, use warming lube to start After a few minutes, wash your hands. Then switch.
And leave. Okay, so wash your hands and what?
Then switch to a cooling kind of lube. The different sensations will drive him crazy.
I don't think so. So I'm going to get up and wash my hands?
No.
Or should I have a
you
wipe?
Won't even get up to wash your poon.
Can I just get up and use a wipe? Should I have a washcloth?
Yeah.
Should I call the nurse?
Once you're in bed, you're not getting up. She's just going to sleep.
If you follow all of this advice, you might not be sexually satisfied, but nothing in your house will ever squeak again.
That's right.
Everything will be very shiny.
You'll be able to slide right into the bathroom.
Is there anything that sounds good to you?
Did
that one sound good?
How about this?
The cold and
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, no, any kind of hand job would be good for me. I don't care.
But you don't need lube. You're just happy if I touch you.
Even from the waiter at the P.F. Chang's. Here's one. Squeeze some lube onto his palm. Then have him rub it against your clitoris.
I like that one.
Since the stuff heightens your sensitivity, see if he can finish the job just by blowing on you. You think you could have an orgasm by me blowing on you? It's hot in here. Somebody's blowing on me.
It's like I wouldn't even want that. I don't want someone blowing on me. You'll blow my hair back. You'll blow my hairdo down there.
That's right.
You'll mess up my dreadlocks.
Listen. I don't know. This is the stuff. I'm so amazed.
Put a gallon of lube in the flatbed of your truck and back it into your wife's crotch.
That I like. That one's the one I want to do.
All right, listen.
It's getting a little hot.
It is hot in here.
This lube
it's 100 degrees here today in LA. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. And we are here to lighten your load, just like Stephanie's going to do for me tonight. Stephanie?
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes. Whatever you say. Whatever you want.
Hey, maybe we should do that on the air.
Ew.
Come on.
I don't think people will tune in.
You don't think so?
No.
We'll tell them that we're really hot.
Isn't that like porn? Ear porn? Auditory porn?
Yes. It's auditory
Is
porn.
Is that inappropriate for our show?
I don't think so. I think we might have
I
to
just
do...
had an eargasm.
I don't want to even say it. What's going on over here? All right. Before I get to the next thing, which is... Uh-oh.
Oh, I yawned. I'm sorry.
Stephanie's
yawning.
I went
to bed at 3 in the morning. You know why? I was watching that show, Mystery Diagnosis. Oh, it's awesome.
Are you kidding me?
It's such a great show. You know, Prader Willie...
That disease,
only one in 15,000 children have that. And our cousin has that.
Okay, listen to me. Mm-hmm. You have no right to complain to me that you're tired or that I have to watch the kids so you can go take a nap because you watched Mystery Diagnosis.
I learned so many things last night. I could be
Who
a
cares?
Doctor.
You can't be a doctor. You learn nothing. It's nothing but stop reading. Would you please look at me?
You're too far away.
I set up the studio so that...
I don't like it. Too far away.
She's direct...
I don't feel connected to you. I get distracted.
You're directly across from me.
I'm distracted by other things. Like,
focus on me. I'm here. Look. We're sitting directly across...
I have ADD. I can't. You're too far.
I'm right here. I'm 4 feet from you.
I can't touch you and I can't
I know,
hold your hand.
We can't play footsie under the table.
Yeah, I like that.
Can you reach my foot?
No. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, but I'm going to slide off the chair and get
normal.
A concussion. I can. My legs.
That's because of the lube. She has a slippery chair. She's self-lubricating the seat.
I'm going to get one of those, what are they called, Benoit balls.
Okay, listen. I want you to answer some questions from our audience because it's time for Just Ask Stephanie.
Got a question about parenting, marriage, love, or sex? We'll Just Ask Stephanie.
Yes, everyone.
Kevin Costner.
Thank you, Todd Gomez. No, this is not Guess the Celebrity voiceover. That'll be tomorrow, okay? Stephanie, answer me this.
Yes.
Dear Stephanie, when I ask my guy if he likes a new move, I try. He says, sure.
What?
Does that make sense? When she asks her guy if he likes a new
let me just use lube. That's all I have to say.
If she tries a new move,
yeah,
and she goes, did you like that?
Yes.
And he says, sure. How can I get him to be honest?
Well, if he's not honest, that's his loss. What do you can't make him. He says, sure. So that means yes. Maybe he's just not an excitable kind of guy. He's very low key. He's like, do you want me to stab you in the eye? Sure. Like, maybe he's just agreeable. He may be telling her the truth. That may be the truth. He likes it.
Right.
He's just not, what's the
enthusiastic
word? Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
So why would she worry why would she think he's not honest? Because they're not married yet?
Maybe she's just insecure.
See, that's why it's important to get married. Because
then you don't care. I don't care if you're happy.
Was that what happened? I was wondering what went wrong.
I don't care if, you know, you feel good or not.
Hmm. Okay. Dear Stephanie, how often is it normal for a woman to masturbate?
Every day.
I'm in a relationship and do it every day.
It's fine. Why not? She's excited.
Maybe she'll go blind.
No, she won't. She'll feel very good. Her dolphins will fly around.
What if it gets in the way of her sex life with her hubby?
Oh, then she should not do it. But if it doesn't.
But how could it not?
Because women aren't like men. We can do it many times a day if we'd like.
So can men.
Yeah, but we don't have to reload. You know, I mean, it might interfere with her sex life, but maybe she's just so excited that she wants to do it more. There's nothing wrong with it as long as she's not hurting anyone and it's not like in temple.
Or in church.
Hmm. Or at, you know, the daycare center.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
I gave you a special proposal.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
What'd you do?
You don't remember now?
You took me to the Russian tea room.
Yeah. I was never at the Russian tea room before.
Yeah, so it was about you.
But I took her for breakfast so it wouldn't be too expensive.
Yeah. He's always a cheap wad. On our first date, he's like, do you really have to get the popcorn? No, it was the soda.
It drives
him crazy when I get soda.
I don't know how anybody could spend $6 on something that costs 22 cents.
Is Antibird still here?
Yeah, I can hear him breathing.
Or did he pass out? Did he fall asleep?
That was my e-cigarette.
Who's China?
Yeah, I took my wife to China for her honeymoon.
Well, weren't you already there?
No, she took,
yes.
she took you to China. That's so bizarre. I don't know how you could travel so far. He was commuting to China back and forth for a while there, weren't you? How many times did you go? 3 times?
Yeah.
Holy moly. That's some trip from New York. How long of a flight is that?
14 and a half hours. That's the shortcut.
Was it worth it? You're in love. You're having a baby
absolutely.
On the way.
Well, what else besides love would motivate someone to get into a tube for 14 and a half hours that can't smoke cigarettes?
A lot of lube.
squeeze them in. Get into that tube. Get in there.
That would entice me to travel.
It's really
hours.
Bizarre because after, you know, a few hours, you have nothing to do. And if you're in the back of the plane, you just look and you see the whole interior of the plane.
Yeah.
And you're just thinking like, how is it? This thing can't fly.
Are we really flying right now? Well, I remember when people used to smoke in the plane. They had ashtrays at every seat.
Ugh, that's
horrible. Well, it's funny. They still have them. They're just welded shut.
Yeah. That's true. That shows you how old the airplanes are. You know,
did you quit smoking, Antibert?
Yes, I did. I'm vaping now.
What does that mean?
Well, that's what you call a when you have an e-cigarette, it doesn't smoke. It creates vapor.
And it's still nicotine?
It's nicotine, but it's none of the carcinogens and tar of cigarettes.
Are you trying to completely stop, or is that what you're going to do?
One step at a time, Stephanie.
You get the gum?
No, he doesn't have to stop because it's not bad for you, is it?
Oh.
It's not bad for you, no.
So it's good for you? You encourage people to do it?
I love this better than cigarettes. If they would have had this 10 years ago, I would have did it. Nothing burns. You don't need to carry a lighter.
Oh, that's
good. It's compact.
And Twinkle's okay with that?
For the most part, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know because you could smoke right in bed and nobody knows.
And you won't set a fire. But if you have a lot of lube, you could put out the fire. If you have a bucket of lube.
You're listening to the Stephanie and Greg Show live on Talk Radio X.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
Life is wonderful. You know, one time our son, when he was little, he yelled out, we were online to get into the swimming pool, and he yelled out, "My daddy has a hairy penis," for no reason. So what I wanted to do was there's an article in Parents Magazine.
Didn't you tell him never to say that?
Yeah, I told him always say daddy has a big hairy penis.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. I'll be here all veal.
At this rate, you're going to burn through all your material by next week.
So a lot of times, you know, you have to figure out what do you do when your kid blurts stuff out. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Here are some common things that kids blurt out before you run out of time.
I have a vagina. Oh, that was me.
Why do you just noticed
it? I just blurt that out.
You have Tourette's?
At the supermarket. Online, I go, I have a vagina.
Can somebody scratch me? One of the typical type of things is physical differences that children notice. And they'll yell out something like, "Why does that man have such a big tummy?
Why does that man have boobies?"
Right. What do you say?
You say, "He eats too much."
The instant response is, "People come in all shapes and sizes."
Okay.
Or, "Yes, he's quite a large man. We'll talk about it more when we get home."
We'll make fun of him in the car.
What do you do for damage control if the guy hurt him?
Say, "I'm sorry, he's really rude. I'm going to beat the shit out of him when we get out of here."
That's correct.
You really get mad at a kid if he walks up and says, "You know, Danny, why is that man so fat?" Would the fat man get mad at the kid?
Well, I was a little insulted. This cute little boy said he was in a shopping cart and I was going into the supermarket and he was coming out and his dad was pushing him. And he waves to me and goes, "Hi." Really cute. And then I waved to him. I said, "Hi." And then he said, "Old lady." And that was hurtful to me. I was like, "Oh, my goodness." I thought he was a cute kid. And then I punched him in the face.
See, that's what happened. No, but no,
it hurt my feelings.
No, but as a parent, you still feel a little bit embarrassed when your child says something inappropriate. So Parents Magazine says, just say, "Sorry, my child is at a stage where she's very aware of other people's appearance."
Okay.
You got to think about it.
This is what I'm going to do. Before we go out for the first time, I'm going to take the kid aside and say, "Listen, don't say nothing to nobody."
Kids have no self-control.
You're going to want to say, "Wow, look at that person. It's a midget."
I always say that.
But they
I love midgets.
Stephanie
can't
control.
You're going to want to do that, but don't say nothing to nobody.
But they say it anyway, especially when they're 2 or 3 years old. They have no filter. They say whatever they see. What if they say, "Look at that! Look at all those yucky wrinkles on that lady." What do you say, Steph?
You say you're
going to
have those.
Say nothing to nobody.
You say you're going to have those one day, so shut your mouth.
Yes, wrinkly. Yes, she has wrinkly skin because she's older than we are, just like Grandma. Who's dead?
Grandma's not wrinkled anymore. She rotted in the ground.
She sat
you
in the
You want to have
sun.
Lunch? Want a hot dog?
She thought she was hot stuff back in the 80s when she was taking sun baths and with those tinfoil reflectors. Now look at her.
And baby oil.
And smoking.
Yeah, we used to use baby oil.
Yeah, put baby oil all over yourself. Her brother still does that. He
uses Hawaiian Tropic.
He uses a whole bottle of that crap. It's not even doesn't even have any SPF in it. And then he goes out and sits in the sun
like for 6 hours.
And he goes, "Do I have a tan?" He's like darker than any black person you've ever seen.
What is his goal? To look like a California raisin?
I don't know.
No, to get skin cancer.
To put an end to it all. Well,
I
want my skin to match my leather couch.
So what do you say to your kid if – what do you say to the old person if they just said that old lady has wrinkles? What do you say to the lady?
I'm so sorry. He's never seen anyone quite like you. This is California. Everyone does Botox.
All my old relatives are dead already.
We've never seen anyone your age.
No, you just say my son likes to talk about wrinkles, about my wrinkles too.
That's a lie.
Yeah, especially if you don't have any wrinkles.
Don't feel bad. You should have heard what he said to the black person down the block.
I told you when I was in Target in the elevator with Maya, and she was in the shopping cart, and we got in the elevator, and there were three black guys in there. And all of a sudden, she turns around, she looks at them, and she looks straight at me. She goes, "I'm scared of them.
I'm scared of those black people with the knives."
She didn't say black people. She just says, "I'm scared." And I was like, "Ha!" Ah, she says that to everyone.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable and embarrassing.
See?
I was like, she's scared of white people, too. Don't feel bad.
That's damage control. Good job, Stephanie. Thank you. Well, that's it for us today on the Stephanie and Greg Show live on Talk Radio X. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Which would be nothing.
I want to just thank everyone for listening to our show and to please keep in touch with us so that we know that you're out there. This is not Nielsen. We can't figure out who's listening to us and who's not.
And we want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of.
I don't know if that's true.
I would like to know.
I don't think people want to write that. I mean, people don't write now, so maybe they don't want to write.
Okay. But just want to listen.
I just want them.
We need to compel them to write.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Why are you yelling at me, though? I'll write to you. Dear Greg, I love your nose. You're a very beautiful man.
I already know you're not listening to me.
You're listening to us. Tell us you want us, you need us in your life. To make it more fulfilling and warm and fuzzy.
We'll stay together if we know that you're out there. Well, you could be like our children, our adoptive children, and we'll stay together because of you.
Yes, and you'll save us some divorce costs.
Any money that we can save in divorce costs, we will pass along to our audience in the form of...
love.
Love
and... attentiveness.
And a lifetime supply of turtle wax.
And love.
And love. All right, so... write to Stephanie at Stephanie.
You don't even know my email.
I know it. And don't ask, is it spelled with a P-H or an F? It's spelled with a P-H like the normal way.
Yeah, not with an F or a Y or an I. My mother was a fancy pants. She's just a normal Jewish mother trying to get by in Brooklyn.
Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. And it's Greg, G-R-E-G. Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. Or on Facebook, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Or on our website, StephanieandGregShow.com. Or on iTunes, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Please.
Please help us.
We're everywhere just for you.
Yeah, that would make us feel so good.
I don't have anybody.
He needs this.
I need it so
badly. He has nothing else.
Please just let us know.
Please help him.
I don't know that anybody's listening.
He has no friends.
Like, why am I doing this if nobody's listening to the damn show?
StephanieandGregShow.com.